Okay, good morning again. I would like to start with another question, maybe not the same question I asked the kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? But I want to ask you, why do you think God created humanity?
我想跟大家再問另一個問題，當然我不會問你長大了之後做什麼，但是我會想問你，為什麼上帝創造人類的呢？
So if you want some space to actually process this question, I set up a Slido event where you could actually type it out. So it's up to you if you want to do this. If you want to just sit and think, that's fine. But otherwise, if you either go to the URL or use the QR code, there should be a space where you can type your answer to that question.
這個問題的答案，如果你想自己想想都可以的，又或者如果你想打出來告訴大家，我們就做了一個 Slido， 你在這個 QR code 那裡scan 了之後，你就可以裡面打出來的答案，你打scan了這個 QR code， 或者你進入了這個網址之後，有一個 event code 你要輸入的，請你就打 CABCT， 你就可以進去。 咁你就可以有一個位打出你嘅答案，點解上帝要創造人類啦？
Nice. So just for the sake of time, I'll give you just like 1 minute, which is not enough time for such a big question. But
咁我哋咧會俾1分鐘時間你做呢件事啦。咁雖然咧就唔係好夠時間諗啲咁大嘅問題，不過盡量咧。
Okay, welcome you to continue to think about it. I know that is not enough time.
大家咧可以繼續去諗嘅，如果唔夠時間嘅咧，請你繼續思考落去。
I think there are some good responses already.
我諗咧已經有啲咧非常好嘅答案㗎。
So yeah, things like God created out of His love, God created out of like a means to glorify Himself, God created us to worship Him.
我諗咧有啲就話啊，上帝造人係因為出自佢嘅愛啦，或者咧去榮耀佢啦，去敬拜佢咁樣嘅。
I do think these are good answers, but I want to draw out a particular answer to this question today.
我諗咧頭先嗰啲都係非常之好嘅答案嚟嘅，不過咧我哋想答咧一個特別即係嘅角度嘅答案。
So I'm not saying this is the only answer, but we'll look into it a little bit more.
雖然咧呢個就唔係唯一嘅答案，不過咧我哋等陣間繼續思考落去咧，大家會明㗎。Nice.
So if we go back all the way back, like we did for the kids' talk, to Genesis 1, verses 26 through 28.
如果咧大家可以好似頭先 kids' talk 咁樣啦，我哋咧翻翻去創世記第1章26至28節嘅時候。
Yeah, so I'll hand it to Felix if he doesn't mind reading it out in the Cantonese.
我會咧為大家讀出嚟嘅。咁咧，創世記1章26至28節就係咁講。神說：我們要照著我們的形象，按著我們的樣式做人，使他們管理海裡的魚、空中的鳥、地上的牲畜和全地，並地上所爬行的一切昆蟲。神就照著自己的形象做人，乃是照著他的形象做男做女。 神就賜福給他們，又對他們說：要生養眾多，遍滿全地，治理這地，也要管理海裡的魚、空中的鳥和地上各樣行動的活物。Nice.
So if you were to take these three verses from Genesis and distill them down to an answer to our question, you know, why did God create humanity? I would say that there are two main parts to that answer.
如果咧，我哋呢將呢三節咧總結成為一個答案去答點解神要做人類咧，我會話呢個答案咧主要有兩個部分嘅。
So I would say in verses 26 and 27, we can see that firstly, God created us to be his image on earth.
我會話呢,第一個部分係26至27節,我哋可以見到呢,神創造我哋成為佢喺地上邊嘅一個形象。
So in a passive way, in the nature of what we are and who we are, we reflect something of what and who God is.
呢一個呢係一個被動嘅方法去表達,通過呢我哋嘅本質啦,我哋係邊個呢去反映上帝一啲嘅特質嘅。
So there's a good amount of debate over what this being like godness really means.
这个呢,像神一样的特质呢,
so sometimes people point out specific qualities of humanity being like God, like our self-awareness compared to other animals, or our ability to be ingenuitive or creative.
有時有啲人會指出人類呢種嘅特質可能同神有啲相似㗎，例如我哋相對其他嘅動物有自我意識啦，或者我哋會比較有靈活性啦，有創造力咁樣嘅。Really,
I feel like any good quality humans are capable of expressing can be rightly attributed to a reflection of God's image.
實際上我覺得人類任何一種好嘅品質都可以歸因於我哋有上帝嘅形象。
But with this passive being like godness, I think we get another aspect of why God created humanity in verse 28.
雖然通過這種被動的角度去理解我們有神的形象，但我可以從另一個角度在28節看到另一個方面的。
So God also created us to bear his image on earth.
第二個就是上帝創造我們成為他地上的形象。
So in an active way, more than just merely being stewards or custodians of God's creation, humanity is appointed as something more like governors or viceroys, being conduits and conveyors of God's rule.
这个是另一种以主动的形式去到成为上帝的形象，不单单是创造了我们成为这个地上的管理人、托管人，更是我们人类被指派在上帝的
So as we're appointed to rule, humanity isn't given like permission to dominate creation for our own pleasure, but instead we're called to rule creation as rule it and subdue its unruliness as a reflection of God.
我哋人類唔係被賦予一個權力去到支配其他創造物，滿足我哋自己嘅愉悅，而係我哋被呼召去統治其他嘅創造物嘅。So
echoing what God does in the act of creation itself, you know, bringing order out of chaos, humanity is tasked with like the quieting and the tamping down and the further bringing of creation out of chaos and into righteous godly order.
呢種反映上帝嘅形象係回應緊我哋喺被創造嗰度所做嘅一啲嘢啦，可能將混沌裏面帶出一啲嘅秩序啦，又或者我哋人類被賦予一個任務係使呢個創造物可以有系統地咁樣安靜落嚟啦，去有系統地運作落嚟啦。
So with these two aspects in our passive being as the image of God and our active bearing of the image of God, humanity is instilled with this deep, profound, intrinsic purpose.
呢兩種被動與主動地去承擔神的形象，我們人類被賦予了一種很深遠又深刻的內在目的的意義，去到將上帝的本質反映出來。
We reflect the Lord's fundamental nature to the rest of creation and act as his ruling representatives, conducting his reign and dominion to the rest of creation.
我哋反映咗呢種上帝嘅本質，係充當住佢一個代表，去到咧喺地上邊去代表佢去統治，亦都咧去引導其他嘅創造物嘅。So
what was this really supposed to look like? Like we hardly know.
咁究竟實際上係點樣嘅咧？咁其實咧，我哋都幾乎唔知嘅喎。
We only get the smallest glimpse of what a proper ruling of creation might be like in the Garden of Eden in the beginning of the Bible, and then the depiction of new creation at the very end in Revelation.
我哋要咧理解呢一種嘅狀態咧，可能我哋只可以從啟示錄嘅開頭少少部分，創世記喺伊甸園裏邊開頭少少嘅部分，或者咧去到啟示錄最尾嗰個新天新地嘅部分咧，我哋先至可以得到丁多嘅證據去證明緊我哋點樣去統治。
As we likely know, between these verses in Genesis and then Jesus coming in the Gospels, humanity doesn't do a particularly good job in fulfilling this purpose.
在这个创世纪和启示录的中间的部分呢，似乎我们看到人类就不是做得很好了，这种统治的工作。
We rebel against God's desires for us, and instead of seeking to pass along God's rule throughout the creation, time and time again, we defy God's way. We seek to be rulers unto ourselves.
我们呢很多时都看到人类呢就背叛了上帝对我们的期望，也都呢不是努力将上帝的统治呢传遍整个创造物，而呢又一次又一次地违背了上帝的旨意，试图呢将自己成为那个统治者。
And in doing so, we broke something about who we were meant to be.
我们这样做了的时候呢，其实呢是破坏了一些究竟我们原本应该要怎么做的本质的。
Our sin disfigures our likeness to God, as well as break our relationship with God.
这个呢是损害了我们跟神那个的相似的形象，也都损害了我们跟上帝那种的关系。
But then Jesus comes, right? With Jesus' incarnation, God himself entering creation as fully human, you know, born into the world just like you and me, things begin to change.
然後呢，我們看到耶穌基督的降生，祂呢完全成為了人，就好像我們我和你這樣是人類出世在這個地上，情況呢就開始有點不同了。
When Jesus starts his ministry, his primary message is, you know, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
當耶穌開始祂的傳道工作的時候，祂最主要的信息就是天國近了，你們應當悔改。
Where before we had pushed God away, and then we were barred from the garden.
在这个之前呢，我们曾经将上帝推开，我们又被禁止进入去伊甸园。
Now, God and his kingdom are drawing close, you know, whether we like it or not.
但是呢，现在上帝和他的国度呢，是越来越逼近的了，无论你喜不喜欢都好，都是会越来越逼近。
And then Jesus' goal is to get us ready for that, the coming of the kingdom.
而耶穌的目標呢，就是讓到我們準備好去迎接上帝的國度。
Concerning how we're meant to be the image of God, we can see how Jesus takes on the role of a gatherer, you know, calling people to him and drawing them close.
我們呢關於怎樣成為上帝的形象，我們可以看看耶穌呢怎樣成為一個呼召者的角色。他呼召人呢去到他前面，去跟神拉近的距離。
Regardless of anyone's social status, popularity, career, income bracket, education level, ethnic background, family history, gender, physical health, mental health, criminal record, personal righteousness, whatever it may be.
即係無論咧，我哋有啲咩社會地位啦、知名度啦、職業啦、收入水平啦、教育程度啦、種族背景啦、家庭歷史啦、性別啦、健康狀態啦、心理狀態啦、犯罪記錄啦、公唔公義啦，咩都好啦。
Not only are we allowed to come and sit at Jesus' feet, but we are invited to come. We are called to come and to draw close.
我们不单止没有被禁止去到耶稣面前，我们还是受到邀请、受到呼召这样去到耶稣面前的。
Jesus brings us close, and in his presence, you know, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and he teaches us, he guides us.
耶稣呢让我们去靠近祂，在祂同在里面呢，祂引导我们，去教导我们。
He forgives us of our wrongdoings and baptizes us, washing us of our old lives and raising us up into new life.
让我们呢被圣灵充满，饶恕了我们的过犯，并为我们施洗，洗去我们旧有的生活，进入一个新的生命里面。
By dwelling with Jesus, our being is shaped and transformed into his likeness.
透过呢我们同耶稣的同住，我们呢的存在呢被塑造同埋改变翻呢成为本来嗰个样式。
Yeah, when I think about this in light of the mandate that we see in Genesis 1, I can see how when we are gathered and sit at Jesus' feet, this passive being aspect of our fundamental nature is transformed.
當我哋咧去諗翻耶穌嘅命令嘅時候咧，我哋諗翻創世記一章裏邊睇到嘅，當我哋咧被聚集在一起，坐喺耶穌嘅面前，我哋咧呢種被動嘅存在嗰方面嘅問題咧，係得到解決嘅。
If the way we are to reflect the image of God has been distorted and broken by sin, we are renewed and shaped into Christ's image.
如果咧我哋嗰個本來有上帝嘅形象嘅我哋，因為被罪扭曲咗同破壞咗，我哋而家被更新咗，去到咧成為有基督嘅樣式咧，就可以解決到啦。
Like how Paul talks about in Romans 5 or 1 Corinthians 15, instead of remaining in the fallen image of Adam that we were born into, we again take our rightful place, Jesus takes his rightful place as the archetypal model of humanity.
正如咧，保罗喺罗马书五章或者喺哥林多前书十五章所提到嘅，我哋咧唔再停留喺亚当犯罪堕落嗰个形象里边，而耶稣咧佢攞咗一个即系合法嘅地位，去到咧同我哋塑造咗、改变咗我哋之后咧，我哋就成为咗都有呢种合法嘅地位，去成为人类嘅典范。
Just by remaining in Jesus, accepting his spirit, meditating on his word, handing over your heart to be molded and taught, a key aspect of our intrinsic purpose and identity is restored.
我哋咧，僅僅需要咧留喺耶穌身邊啦，即係咧接受佢嘅聖靈啊，沉思佢嘅話語啊，將我哋嘅心咧交託俾佢，被佢塑造同教導。我哋呢種內在嘅目的就係。我哋身份改變得以恢復嘅一個關鍵嚟嘅。然而咧，未到。
Oh yeah. To put it very simply, you know, it's amazing, right? That's an amazing thing.
係啦，然而咧，呢個就係令人讚歎嘅一件事啦。
Yeah. But yeah, like we said before, you know, this passive being of the image of God to the rest of creation, it doesn't encompass our whole purpose or identity.
但係咧，照我哋之前所講。我哋成為上帝嘅形象呢一種被動嘅特質咧，唔係涵蓋我哋整個擁有上帝形象嘅目的同埋身份嘅。
So not sure. Let's see. Yeah, if Felix could read Genesis again.
26
or
28.
No, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, just 28, verse 28 from Genesis 1.
我再讀一次咧，《創世記》一章第二十八節，佢就話：神就賜福給他們，又對他們說：要生養眾多，遍滿全地，治理這地，也要管理海裡的魚、空中的鳥和地上各樣行動的活物。
There is an active component to who we're meant to be as well.
我哋咧其實有一個積極嘅部分去到表達緊我哋應該要點做嘅。
Fill the earth and rule over it.
充滿呢個大地啦，同埋咧去統治佢。
So not in an anthropocentric way, not in a human-centered way.
唔係咧以人為中心嘅方法去到統治。
So not for our own pleasure or in a broken way.
亦都咧唔係去滿足我哋嘅喜好啦，亦都咧唔係一個破碎嘅方法。
So not, you know, ripping, burning, stripping, smashing nature into our own image.
即係咧，就唔係我哋譬如撕裂啊、砍伐啊、燒毀啊、剝削啊，去到將呢個世界成為我哋自己想做嘅形象。
But instead, rule in a way that's in line with being the image of God.
然而咧，我哋應該係按住上帝嘅形象，用上帝嘅心意咧，去到管理呢個世界。
Yeah, so as yeah, viceroys, representatives, and governors of the kingdom of heaven.
作為咧喺天國地上邊嘅代表啦，統治者咁樣嘅。
So what does this look like after we've been remade in Christ's image?
咁對於呢個我哋已經被上帝嘅形象重塑咗之後，咁其實代表緊啲咩咧
？What does it look like to be commissioned and sent out by Jesus?
咁究竟我哋被上帝、被耶穌委派去差遣出去，又意味住啲咩咧？
Yeah, looking within the Gospels, there are kind of three main passages that come to mind where we see Jesus send out the disciples that he's gathered.
當我哋咧諗起耶穌咧去差派佢嘅門徒出去嘅時候，我哋就喺福音書裏邊咧諗起可能最主要有三段嘅經文啦。
First, Jesus sends out the 12 apostles to minister to Israel, which we read in Matthew 10, 1 through 15.
首先咧，我哋咧就諗起可能耶穌差派佢十二個門徒去以色列嗰度服侍，咁我哋咧就可以喺馬太福音十章裏邊讀到啦。
Here, the main like doing of their ministry, the thing that they do when they're sent, it's mostly described in verses 7 and 8.
差派出去要做的服侍那些要做些什么呢? 主要就是在第七和第八节形容出来的。
Nice. I skipped so many slides. Sorry. But I'll hand it to Felix to read Matthew 10.
在马太福音十章第七节和第八节，他就说：除走除传说，天国近了，医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去，你们白白地得来，也要白白地舍去。
And then the next passage is later in Jesus' ministry. We can find that in Luke 10, 1 through 24.
第二段我們想起的經文就是耶穌後期的事工裏面的，就在路加福音第十章也可以找到。So
here Jesus sends out 70-some of his disciples throughout Galilee, Samaria, and Judea. And again, the thing they do in their ministry, the doing of their ministry, it's mostly described in verse 9.
呢度咧，耶穌咧就差遣咗佢七十個門徒去到加利利啊、撒瑪利亞、猶大地嗰度咧去做佢嘅工作啦。佢哋最主要做嘅工作咧就喺第九節裏邊形容嘅。第九節咧，佢就係咁講嘅：要醫治那城裏的病人，對他們說神的國臨近你們了。Nice.
So, lastly, there's the Great Commission. Jesus' final words before his ascension into heaven. And then this is Matthew
28:16-20。最後呢，我哋就會諗起耶穌嘅大使命啦。佢當佢咧喺升天之前講嘅最後嘅説話，喺馬太福音咧28章係咁講嘅：耶穌進前來對他們說：天上地下所有的權柄都賜給我了，所以你們要去使萬民作我的門徒，奉父子聖靈的名給他們施洗。
So in these three cases, the disciples are sent out to proclaim the dominion and authority of Jesus, you know, preaching to others that the kingdom of heaven has come near to you.
在这三种情况里面，门徒都是被委派出去，去宣告神的国临近你们了。
So it's to do that, and then it's also to be the conduits of that authority over creation and its current state of brokenness.
除了去宣告之外，他都是成为了对付这个因为受损坏了的创造物而出现了的状态，他要对抗这个权柄的一个媒介。
So it's not just preach the message, but it's also heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with leprosy, drive out demons.
他不单只是宣告，他还是一种媒介去到医治病人，叫死人复活，长大麻风的得洁净，赶鬼出去。So
when taking this commission like categorically, putting it into categories, you have one, the proclamation of Jesus' rule and dominion, and then two, the bearing out of that rule and dominion into a broken creation. We can see that as it reflects Genesis 1, we're called into this active work for God and his kingdom. It's not only optional, but it's a key aspect of the very purpose humanity was created for.
如果我们要将这些使命去分类，可以分成两类的。第一类就是宣告耶稣的权柄和统治，第二个就是将这个统治和权柄带回去受损坏的创造物那里。 这个咧系反映紧创世纪第一章嘅命令，我哋可以见到咧投身喺上帝嘅国度咧系可以，哦系呢个咧系嗰个投身喺上帝嘅国度嘅两方面，我哋咧去积极地介入呢个受造物嘅国度里边，这个咧唔单单系俾少数人去做嘅，而系咧我哋应该做嘅核心嘅部分嚟嘅。
Okay, I think that's right. So these kinds of things, they're not only for a select number of people called into ministry to do vacationally, and then everyone just kind of dabbles, right?
这个不是给少数人呼召他们去做全职侍奉，然后其他人就在旁边看看做什么好。
Participation in these things, it's a core aspect of who we are meant to be.
而应该我们所有人的核心价值都是去投身在这个工作里面的。
Now, we don't really have time today to go into things like spiritual giftings and how the greater church is a body with many members and how the body can't just be like one big eyeball, as Paul says.
我們今天就沒有時間去討論那些屬靈恩賜的教導，或者我們沒有時間去討論作為整個教會，我們眾多的身體裡面，怎樣去發揮不同人的恩賜。
Certainly within our greater purpose as the human race, we haven't been called to do the exact same thing.
然而我們很明顯看到，我們作為整個人類的整體，我們每個人都沒有被呼召去做相似一模一樣的事。
God has given us particular giftings, and we're called to work out that greater calling in very specific and particular ways.
我們就被上帝賜予了一些很獨特的恩賜，去到呼召去做一些具體特定的方法去實踐那個呼召。
But I want you to think honestly about this question.
我希望你們可以真誠地去想一下接下來這條問題。
When you think about your purpose in life, your primary function and reason for existence, how well do the things that you do the most, that take up most of your time and effort, how well do those fulfill the mandate to bring the kingdom of heaven to bear in this world?
我們應該要去認真想一下，當我們去思考我們人生的目標，我們最主要的功能，我們存在的原因的時候， 你們去想一下，你們最常做的事情，佔據你最多時間、最多精力的那些事情，有多少是可以去實現將天國帶入世界這個任務裡面的？
Maybe I'll say it again a little more simply. To what extent do the things you do the most fulfill this mandate to bring the kingdom of heaven to bear in this world?
我們如果簡單來說，究竟我們用多少時間和精力，將到上帝的天國帶入地上的呢？
I had a conversation with a student from another church the other week.
我早幾個禮拜之前，我在另一間教會有同一個學生去到傾偈。
They were almost about to graduate and they were considering what to do afterward.
他就快要畢業了，他在想他畢業之後要做些什麼。
They said they were considering going into ministry, maybe going to a Bible college or maybe work for CBS, doing uni student ministry.
他有想過可能去全職侍奉啦，去讀神學啦，去校園裏面做一些查經的福音工作啦，咁樣。
Yeah, so I heard that and I thought like, oh, that'd be great. And I tried to encourage them to jump in and pursue it.
當我聽到咁樣，我就覺得哇，好好喎！佢嘗試去鼓勵佢，去到讓佢投入啦，去追求，去進入呢啲嘅工作裏邊。
And then I shared a little bit about my own journey into ministry and me and my wife's aspirations to go back and do missions in Japan.
阿Joe亦都分享咗一啲佢點樣去進入侍奉嘅經歷啦，同埋佢同佢太太點樣翻到去日本宣教嘅一啲嘅諗法。
By the end of that conversation, I wish I could say that this student walked away like encouraged and like settled on pursuing what God seemed to be drawing them into.
喺個對話結束嘅時候咧，佢好希望呢個學生咧走嘅時候可以講得出咧話啊，佢好受感動啊，佢咧決定去追求上帝引導佢嘅方向啦咁樣。
But their parting words to me were something like, oh, well, I don't know, God needs people to go and earn money for ministry too, right?
但係咧，好同期望有落差嘅時候咧，佢個學生走嘅時候，佢最後總結嘅一句説話，大概咧就係話：哦，唔知啊，上帝咧都需要人哋去賺錢去奉獻俾啲事工㗎嘛。
And sure, like we said before, everyone is called to be a particular member of the greater church body.
其實都啱嘅，好似咧之前我哋所講，每個人咧都被呼召去成為整個大嘅身體嘅其中一個部分。
But like the way that this student said this, it really rubbed me the wrong way.
但係咧，呢個學生講嘅方法啊，令到咧佢真係有啲唔舒服嘅。Like,
does God need people to earn money for him?
究竟上帝係咪真係需要人去賺錢去供養上帝嘅咧？
Like certainly, God often calls people to support ministry financially.
當然啦，上帝都經常呼召人咧去喺財政上高咧支持佢嘅事工嘅。
But does God need us to?
但係上帝係咪真係需要我哋去嘅咧？
Like, is it right to presume that I have a bargaining chip to wager with my Creator in order to get my way and do what I think is best for me, because God needs something from me.
我哋係咪真係正確咁樣假設緊？我哋咧同上帝，我哋嘅造物主有一個談判嘅籌碼，以至到咧我哋可以做我哋認為啱啦，我哋認為好嘅事情啦，去到同上帝講，係啊，上帝，你唔係需要我供應一啲嘢俾你咩？
I've heard this kind of mentality from people before.
我咧聽過人咧，即係有呢一種嘅心態嘅，大概就係咁噶啦。
Something like, you know, oh sure, God, I feel burdened for the people of India, and I see that they desperately need the gospel.
哦，係啊，上帝，我知啊，印度嗰啲人咧好需要福音噶，我咧有去即係迫切為佢哋，佢哋好迫切需要福音噶，我知噶。
But you know, the ministries here, they need financial support too. And there's always people in Australia that need to know the gospel.
但係啊，上帝喺呢度嘅事工都需要人哋財政嘅支持噶嘛，同埋啊，即係澳洲本土都好多人需要福音噶。
So how about I just stay here and work like a normal person and serve at church and then give to mission?
咁不如我就留喺呢度做一個普通嘅工人啦，即係我去做普通嘅工作，去到喺教會裏邊可能侍奉下咁樣，跟住咧就去支持嗰啲宣教嘅工作。
Like even though I feel this burden, like wouldn't that be good enough?
雖然咧，我即係感受到嗰種負擔，不過但係我咁做都應該夠啦啩。
Like I'm sorry, but like who are we trusting to provide for and empower the purpose in which God has called us to?
不過對唔住啊，我哋咧究竟係信靠緊邊個嚟供應同埋賦予嗰種嘅事工，供應嗰種事工啦，同埋去回應上帝嘅呼召嗰種嘅能力嘅咧？
Are we trusting in ourselves to do that?
究竟係咪我哋淨係信自己可以供應同埋回應嗰個呼召咧？
Is it in God's nature to call us to do something that would then fail to do good or to fulfill our purpose or further His kingdom?
上帝係咪真係會呼召我哋去做一啲可能冇咁好，去到咧冇辦法實現到佢天國目標嘅一啲嘅事情嘅咧？
Like, on the one hand, should a person burdened to give financially to support ministry give financially to support ministry?
咁一方面，一個人係咪真係有負擔去用財力支持嗰啲嘅事工，去到用佢嘅金錢去支持嗰啲嘅宣教工作嘅咧？
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good thing.
咁當然係啦，呢個係好事嚟嘅。
On the other hand, should a person burdened with the need to bring the gospel to a people who haven't heard it yet worry about financially supporting someone else to go do it instead?
另一方面，如果有一個人佢好有福音嘅負擔，佢咧將一啲福音咧傳俾一啲未聽過福音嘅人，佢應唔應該為佢嘅財政狀態啊，或者嗰種收入嘅來源嚟擔憂咧？
Absolutely not.
咁又一定唔應該嘅喎。
Should they worry about getting, you know, secular work experience or padding out a resume or coming up with a backup plan?
呢種有宣教負擔嘅人，佢哋係咪應該去譬如啊揾一啲細做嘅工作經驗翻嚟啦，填好佢嘅CV 啦個 resume 啦，或者咧有一啲嘅後備計劃去幫助自己咧
？Yeah, I don't think so.
咁咧我就認為唔係咁樣嘅。
Like this isn't to say that discerning God's will for our lives is easy or straightforward.
我唔係喺度講緊咧，分辨上帝對我哋生命嘅旨意係一件容易或者簡單嘅事。
But I've seen a lot of examples where following God's calling for us is very much secondary.
但係咧，我聽過太多嘅例子啦。我哋咧去話追隨上帝嘅呼召啊，去做上帝嘅工作咧，係我哋次要嘅。
You know, it's us trying to fit God's will for our lives into our will for our lives.
我哋咧嘗試將上帝嘅旨意去到咧融入喺我哋生活嘅旨意裏面。
Yeah, us doing that instead of making it an absolute priority to follow God's will.
我哋咧將上帝擺喺次要，而唔係咧將上帝咧擺喺一個絕對優先嘅地方考慮。
I've actually had a few times where after service, someone will come up to me and say something like,Oh, you know, Joe, like not everyone can be a missionary.
哦，事實上咧，有好幾次崇拜之後，有人咧去走去同 Joe 講，佢話啊，你知啦 ，Joe， 即係唔係每一個人咧都可以成為即係宣教士㗎。
And I probably like smiled and I said something polite and diplomatic in response.
佢咧即係極好可能咧，應該係保持住嗰個不失禮貌嘅微笑嘅啫。
But like in my heart of hearts, I was probably thinking something very different.
在他的心裏面似乎他應該是想一些完全不一樣的東西。
Something more like, what are you talking about?
就可能會諗緊，我究竟你喺度講咩啊？
We are all already missionaries.
我哋全部啊都已經係一個宣教士嚟㗎啦。
Whatever we do should be our mission, right?
無論我哋做乜嘢啊，都係應該去到完成我哋嘅使命。
It's not only a select few who are called to partner with God's work in the world.
即不是单单只有一小部分人被上帝呼召去成为完成上帝的工作。
You should be doing God's will in wherever God has called you to be.
我们每一个人都应该做上帝呼召你去做的那些工作。
And if instead that person meant something more like, well, not everyone can go into vocational ministry because like financial reasons.
如果那個人的意思可能是，不是每個人都可以全職服侍的，是因為有些金錢的原因，他不可以全職服侍。
Like not everyone can be a missionary because, you know, God needs our money, and if everyone was a missionary, there wouldn't be anyone left to support those people.
如果他是在想，不是每一個人都可以出去海外做宣教士的，因為沒有人留下來支持我們本土裡面的事工。
Like hypothetically, let's just say everyone in this church, they quit their jobs because they were authentically called into vocational ministry.
我們試下有一個設想，假設我們這個教會裡面每一個人都被上帝呼召去到外面去做宣教的工作，辭去了我們原本的工作，出去宣教。
And let's say because of that, like CABC couldn't continue and it had to close its doors.
如果我們真誠地接受上帝這種呼召，而我們教會裡面全部人都出去，沒有人在這個教會，而教會要倒閉。
In that case, like praise God for sending out so many people to minister elsewhere.
如果真的這樣，我們應該向上帝感恩，上帝派了這麼多人出去其他地方做上帝的工作。
And let's say hypothetically, you know, God called us all into vocational ministry, but he didn't want CABC to close.
但又如果我們再想一下，如果我們呼召，上帝呼召這個教會的所有人都出去做全職服事，但是他又不想這個教會倒閉。Then
if there's no one to pay for this church, this building, we should have every expectation that like manna would rain down from heaven and then springs of water would like burst out of the parking lot, right?
如果上帝唔想呢個教會倒閉，咁我哋嗰啲嘅教會嘅支出啊，各樣嘅雜費啊，我哋應該會有一個咁樣嘅合理期望，就係上帝會從天上面降下馬拿嚟啦，喺停車場嗰度咧冒出一啲泉水出嚟咁樣嘅。
Now, obviously, like this strikes a passionate note with me.
顯然咧，即係呢樣嘢咧，令到我哋都好激動㗎。
I think I've been taught well. I totally agree with OMF's prolific use of Hudson Taylor's quote. I'll put it up on the screen.
我想咧，我完全同意啦，同埋接受咧，海外基督使團佢頻繁地引用戴德生嘅一句説話，佢話。
So you might have seen this somewhere before. God's will done in God's way will never lack God's supply.
戴德森咧，佢常常都係咁話嘅。佢話神嘅工作按住神嘅心意而行咧，就必永遠唔會缺乏神嘅供應。And
I don't think this is just like a nice thing to believe. I think we can see that in the passages we have for today.
我諗呢度嘅概念咧，唔係一個都幾好，我哋可以接受嘅概念，而係咧，我哋今日嘅經文裏邊咧，其實都睇到呢一點嘅喎。Jesus
doesn't tell the disciples, oh, make sure you save up a bit first, make sure you have enough food before you go, pack thoroughly for your long journey, don't be a burden to others, make sure you pay your own way.
上帝咧，耶穌喺經文裏邊咧並沒有咁樣告訴門徒㗎。佢冇話啊，你首先要儲啲錢啦，確保食物啦，你為你嘅長途旅行咧做好準備啦，唔好俾人麻煩啦，你自己俾錢過自己嘅生活啦。Yeah,
he basically says the opposite of that, right?
耶穌咧基本上同佢門徒係講相反嘅嘢㗎。Yeah,
we can see it in Matthew 10, verse 9.
佢喺馬太福音10章第9節嗰度，佢直接係咁講：腰袋裏邊咧，不要帶金銀銅錢；行路嘅時候，唔好帶口袋，唔好掛兩件嘅褂子，也不要帶鞋和拐杖，因為工人得飲食是應當的。你們無論進哪一城、哪一村，要打聽哪裏。
Jesus says basically the same thing again in Luke when he sends out the 72.
當耶穌去差派嗰72個人出去嘅時候咧，基本上佢都係講一樣嘅嘢嘅。
And then at the end of Matthew, during the Great Commission, Jesus says, remember, I'm with you always until the end of the age.
至於他在大使命,在馬太福音的最後部分,耶穌說的大使命裡面,他都是這樣說的,我就常與你們同在,直到世界末了。
So Jesus doesn't like leave this work to us and then like go back up to heaven to relax.
耶穌呢,他不是就這樣說,我交了一份工給你們,你們去做,他就去到天上,在放鬆著這樣。
He is with us and he enables us and provides for his calling to be done.
他是與我們一起,與我們同在,使他的呼召可以完成,亦供應我們需要的。
Does our provision come through the toil of our own hands?
我們的供應是不是來自我們辛勤地工作的呢?
Is it part of our purpose in this world to strive to provide for ourselves?
我們在地上的目標有沒有一個部分是為我們自己奮鬥的呢?
To say it simply, no.
如果簡單答你,就沒有的。
To answer out of Matthew 6, with the Sermon on the Mount, I'll give it to Felix to read.
我們用馬太福音第六章的登山部分去思考這個問題，他是這樣說的，不要為自己積存財寶在地上，地上有蟲子咬能，獸壞也有賊掘窟窿來偷，不要為生命憂慮吃什麼，喝什麼，為身體憂慮穿什麼，生命不勝於飲食嗎？身體不勝於衣裳嗎？
你們的天父是知道的,你們要先求他的國和他的義,這些東西都要加給你們。As far as applying all of these principles, I believe it unfortunately requires a lot of working out between you and God personally.
如果要真的應用這些原則,真是很不幸地,我們是需要跟上帝之間有很多思考,有很多去爭拗的時間的。
Like there's many possibilities, right? Like has God called you to help people through practicing medicine or for like helping people through the good things that you make?
這些思想上的爭鬥可能是關於上帝有沒有透過你去做為一個呼召你成為一個醫生去做一些好的事情來幫人的呢?
Yeah, definitely. It could be, you know, bringing the kingdom of heaven to bear upon a broken world.
咁有可能係㗎喎，可能咧，上帝就係呼召你將天國嘅權柄帶俾呢個破碎嘅世界。How
about God placing you in a particular industry or around particular people to then positively impact them and then bring them closer to Jesus?
上帝又會唔會即係擺放你喺一個指定嘅行業啊，一個指定嘅群體裏邊，用一個積極嘅方法影響佢哋，將佢哋帶去耶穌面前呢？Yeah,
definitely, it could be. That's a good possibility.
是啊,有可能的,有可能,这个是一个好的机会来的。
How about starting a non-profit business where the proceeds go to support ministry or creation care?
又会不会可能创办一个非牟利的机构,将那些收益用在支持其他的事工,去其他的照顾者那里呢?
Yeah, again, that's a possibility, a good possibility. Right?
都有可能的,有好有可能的。
How about like just being a custodian that like cleans offices, you know, doing the best to provide for their kids, and then hopes that the quality of their work reflects how Jesus has shaped them as a person so that they can be a good representative to their coworkers and employers.
咁又會唔會有可能上帝呼召你成為一個可能係清潔嘅人員啊？你盡力去做工作，盡力咧為你子女咧提供一個好嘅生活，希望咧你自己嘅工作嘅質量或者嗰種嘅表現，去反映緊耶穌塑造你嘅時候嗰個形象，去影響緊你身邊嘅人同埋嗰啲僱主啊同事嘅咧
？Yeah, again, I think that could be a good option.
亦都係都有可能係嘅。
How about just having some job where I earn enough money to actually afford a house in Sydney and then prove to my parents that I'm not a failure and that I've made something of myself, and then I just generally garner the support of my peers?
至於另外,會不會我們只是就這樣做一份工,然後賺夠錢,在悉尼買到一棟樓,然後向你父母證明,我不是失敗的,我很成功的,然後我做了一些事情,贏得我們同輩的尊重,這樣的呢?
Yeah, I don't know about that one so much. That doesn't sound too good.
咁呢種呢就可能唔係咁肯定啦,咁就唔係咁聽落去唔係咁好嘅。
And lastly, you know, what about like taking the plunge and pursuing vocational ministry?
咁最後或者會唔會我哋要做一啲冒險去成為全職嘅侍奉人員呢?
You know, to be a pastor, to be a worship leader, to be an overseas missionary.
去成為可能一個牧師啊，一個即係敬拜嘅領袖啊，或者一個海外嘅宣教士啊咁樣咧。
Like honestly, what a way to boldly proclaim God's rule and dominion, and to bring the kingdom of heaven to bear on creation.
即係講實話，呢一種咧係一種好強烈嘅宣告，宣告緊上帝嘅統治同埋權柄，去將佢嘅形象帶到呢個受造物裏邊嘅一種方法嚟㗎。
Like we said before, obviously this isn't the only way that God calls us into partnership with Him.
就好似我哋之前咁講，呢個咧就唔係唯一個方法，上帝呼召我哋去同佢一齊完成呢個工作。
But I personally think it's meant for more people than we might currently expect.
不過咧，我個人就認為上帝應該係呼召咗更加多嘅人嘅，多過我哋而家見到嘅數目㗎。
Now I can't presume to know what's in your hearts and what's gone on between you and God.
即係我唔可以假定你而家心裏邊內心深處諗緊啲咩啊，或者上帝同你咧經歷咗啲乜嘢。
But when I reflect on the past like 20 years of CABCT ministry,
不過咧，當我去睇翻可能係 CABC 我哋過去二十年嘅一啲嘅工作嘅時候
，Yeah, so things that I've seen myself, but then also things that I've heard from others.
有啲咧係 Joe 自己睇到啦，又或者咧佢見到聽到其他人講嘅。
If I'm counting right.I can count the number of people who have gone into vocational ministry during the past 20 years on one hand.
Sorry. 如果咧佢冇計錯嘅話咧，佢我諗咧一隻手指都數得曬噶啦。有幾多人咧去進入咗全職嘅服事
？And I just wonder how many people might be in the same shoes as that student that I was talking to.
咁 Jo 就喺度諗緊啦。哦，究竟有幾多人好似佢喺另一間教會嗰個學生咁樣喺度面對緊同樣嘅問題嘅咧？
Where they seem to be being called into a deeper calling, but then were shying away from it.
佢似乎係俾上帝呼召緊去進入一個更深嘅服事裏邊，但係佢又走咗。
And wherever it is, you know, I wonder what Jesus might have yet in store for you if you were to step out in faith.
無論點都好，我都咧都好想即係去了解一下啊！如果你真係用你嘅信心邁進一步，上帝耶穌究竟咧可以喺你生命裏邊咧帶出一啲乜嘢嘅唔同
？Yeah, so as we close, yeah, let's just pray that wherever Jesus sends us, that we can live into our identities as His image bearers and to bring forth His kingdom wherever we go.
咁喺結束之前咧，不如我哋一齊祈禱，無論咧上帝將我哋擺喺邊度，我哋都可以咧去活出佢嘅形象啦，去將佢嘅樣式咧帶到佢嘅受造物當中，去彰顯佢嘅國度。
I'll just pray briefly. That's okay.
咁我哋一齊祈禱。
Yeah, dear Jesus, we just thank you for this day.
我哋咧感謝耶穌，多謝咧俾到我哋有今日。
We praise you for who you are.
我哋咧去讚美你係嗰一位神。
We thank you and praise you for how you have made us.
我哋咧亦都去讚美你，創造咗我哋。
To be like you and to be involved with the things that you are doing.
創造咧，我哋去同你有同樣嘅形象啦，亦都咧創造我哋去做你呼召我哋嘅工作。
And again, we praise you for the ways that you have restored us into those things after we broke them through our sin.
我哋都咧去到讚頌你啦，因為咧你去重塑咗我哋嘅形象，等我哋咧可以似翻你。
Yeah, we pray that especially in this week to come, that we can continue to pursue you with sincerity and with fervor.
我哋咧去祈禱，求你咧俾我哋喺呢一個禮拜裏邊咧，我哋更加去似你啦，更加咧可以去完成你交俾我哋嘅使命。
We pray that we can just continue to keep you as a priority in our lives.
我咧祈禱求你咧，讓我哋可以將你咧繼續擺喺我哋生命之中嘅首位。
And especially as you send us, you call us into active work for you. Yeah, we pray that we can continue to work out what that means for us specifically.
特別係咧，你主動差派我哋啦，你去呼召我哋啦，叫我哋咧去到地上面工作嘅時候，求你咧話俾我哋聽，其實呢一樣嘢咧，我哋要點樣實踐喺我哋生命之中。
Yeah, again, we just praise you for who you are, and yeah, all these things we pray in Jesus' name.
我哋咧即係再一次啦，去到讚歎咧，你就係嗰個嘅神，我哋咧去向你祈禱，求你去垂聽，奉主耶穌基督名求。
Yeah, amen.
Thank you.